The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, some things just happened off the air that need to be explained if possible. During the last moments of Name That Blank. I needed the echo. I couldn't, and if no one did it, I had to do it myself. A question was asked, when was the last time anybody saw Uncle Cracker?
Didn't have the longest or most illustrious career.
No. So we got a note that said Uncle Cracker's playing a Kokomo show for free this summer, so that's nice. Good. Somebody else just went to an Uncle Cracker show, and then somebody wrote in, as Maitland reported during the commercial break off air, Maitland said, oh no, somebody wrote in and said, I don't know if it's true, but apparently Uncle Cracker lost a foot recently to diabetes.
That sucks.
And then a couple things happened after that. People started trying to change his name.
Freer said, he said, oh, more like Uncle Cookie.
Too many Uncle Cookies for Uncle Cracker.
Still killing me.
And then Steve said, people with only one foot are weird, right?
Yeah.
Which is really out of the blue.
Well, I mean,
you said it was unnerving.
Well, yeah, unnerving. You said it was unnerving.
Yeah. It's
like
one
shaking
thing,
hands with somebody who has three fingers and they didn't warn you.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you have one leg and the other leg is completely gone. But if you have one full leg and then one like 80% leg, but it's cut off at the ankle. To which Hot Wings then said, Ankle Cracker.
Yeah, I said, Uncle Cracker, more like Ankle Cracker.
It would be weird to have 80% of the leg and then no foot.
I'll bet the person with no foot also feels like it's out of the ordinary.
I'm glad that they agree with me. I'm glad I have some support.
Is that the only limb that you find unnerving if parts missing? Or is it, like, how do you feel about people missing an ear?
Like the whole ear?
Like it just goes straight to hole?
Yeah.
Straight I'd rather have that than like half a lobe and
really?
You know, like a, yeah.
I didn't know you were so judgy of the malformed.
It's all or nothing.
So according to Google AI, there's,
okay.
There's no indication in the provided search results that Uncle Cracker has lost a foot.
Okay, well, we'll keep a close eye on that as the story unfolds.
Anybody who goes to the free Kokomo Uncle Cracker show, please report back.
We're just going to get photos of his feet.
That will happen in whenever, you know, a month, 2 months from now. We'll start getting a bunch of pictures of Uncle Cracker's feet. And we'll be like,
what is going on?
What the hell is happening?
They're renaming the town for the day to Crackamo.
If you perform in Kokomo for free, do they give you a shed?
That's where you stay, the shed district. Like, well, things have officially gone off the rails here.
There are a lot of sheds. It is every time I go there, it's not shocking, but it is surprising.
Yeah. Kokomo knows it, too. They're proud of their shed district.
The shed district is second to none. I mean, other places sell sheds, but not in such a full, fully equipped district.
It's a very potent area for sheds.
Yeah.
Right there on Pothole Alley, which has the deepest potholes ever.
It's in the Air Force District, right next to the prison district, but it's the shed district.
Yeah.